South Summit School District entered this election with an unprecedented endorsement from the Utah Taxpayers Association for their $58 million school bond initiative. But still, the bond did not pass, and it leaves the Park City Board of Education conducting its own reality check. Park City School Board Vice President J.J. Ehlers says she hasn't had a lot of time to process the voter outcome.
I was surprised, but when you step back and look at it, I think it's a, you know, old growth versus new growth, or old, you know, people have been there for a while, and possibly even some backlash of a feeling of overflow from Park City that's buying over there and supporting our kids or what. But that's not the way districts work, and it just shows that there's a lot of work that has to be done. We learned that from our bond failure, that to really get everybody on board and to come together and try to find the common ground.
Strategic planning is almost finished, with board member Ann Peters finalizing the document this week. The master planning process is about to start, which will define what building needs exist in the district and if Park City needs to bond for future projects. Demographic data is needed in order to understand growth projections by neighborhood, but the school board nevertheless is moving ahead to find ways to close all schools to outside enrollment. School Board President Andrew Kaplan says they have to evaluate each school's classroom space, look at headcounts, and make a determination.
The statute says the board has leeway and discretion in terms of determining what's teachable space and when. So for example, in the high school, do you count a classroom that's being used as prep by teachers as an open classroom for teachable space based on a block schedule? Well, in the past we have. I don't think we're going to, you know, the proposal right. That's out there for the board right now is we're not going to do that any longer. For the elementary schools, do you consider a class that's set up for dance as a teachable classroom? I.e., can you pull in a second grade class and put them in there? In the past, we've said yes. Or a computer lab, for example, can we put a third grade class and teach math in there? Well, you can't really when you have things set up a different way.
School District Business Administrator Todd Hauber will present a proposal to close Park City schools in the next scheduled board meeting on November 21st. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.